morning. Thank you for listening White Way of Moidiidi Honganji radio program. In this morning, I would like to share my thought of our association's name. There's many sect of Buddhism in the world. Each sect has their own name. Our temple name is Wahiawa Honganji. And we have many Honganji in Hawaii. They have put a district name like Wahiawa, Mililani, Pearl City, Waipahu, like that. But our common association name is Honganji. But most members don't know why we call our association's name Honganji. Hongan means true wish, and ji means temple. I would like to explain Hongan first. It means Amida Buddha's wish. Hearing Amida Buddha's wish is primal Jodo Shinshu teaching. What is Amida Buddha's wish? Amida Buddha wishes us to realize true happiness and to be born into the Pure Land where there is no suffering. We hear Amida Buddha's wish and realize that what Amida Buddha wishes us for us is true happiness, and Amida Buddha embraces us all the time, wherever and whatever we have happening to us. Let me share the following story. There is a couple who did not have a baby for a long time. They are a strong Jodo Shinshu Buddhist member. One day, the wife finally became pregnant. They were so happy to have a baby. But there was a big problem when they visited the doctor. Doctor said, "Your wife has developed complications. I am sorry, but she cannot give the birth safely. You should decide to choose either your wife's life or baby's life." They were so shocked. When they returned home, the wife begged her husband to allow her to give birth. And she said, "I know what will happen. I'll be okay because I know Amida Buddha's wish. But my baby does not have a chance to listen to the Nembutsu teaching. I wish my baby to become a person who hears and learns the Nembutsu teaching well. I'll wait for him until we will meet again at the Pure Land. So, you have to take the baby to the temple for the Nembutsu teaching." And so, she gave birth and passed away. Her husband often took their baby to the temple. But when he became a teenager, he did not go to the temple because he was so busy with studies and playing some sports. At that time, his father told him why his mother passed away, and her wish for son. After he heard his mother's wish, he realized his mother's wish was always embracing him. Then he decided to go to the temple again after hearing of his mother's wish. This story tells us that true wish never change, no matter how we are changing. Hongam means Amida Buddha's wish, and also our loved one's wish. So Honganji is the temple where we hear the Buddha's wish and our loved one's wish. We are so lucky to be a member of Honganji because we always feel the connection with others at the temple, even though we cannot see them. So let us all hear the true wish, Amida Buddha's wish, and our loved one's wish in the temple. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Thank you for listening.